Thank you and good morning. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake located more than 45 miles north-northwest of Ferndale rattled the north coast for more than 30 seconds on Sunday night. Amazingly enough, we have no details of any major structure or road damage following the quake, which was felt in Crescent City, Willits, as well as in communities to the east. Following the quake, a series of aftershocks ranging in size from 2.7 to 4.5 shook the region as well. But despite the length and the magnitude of the earthquake, we can report that all is well at this time. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District reports that Ruth Lake is full to capacity, and that's good news for Humboldt County. Ruth Lake serves as the county's primary reservoir, and Water District General Manager Carol Reese said that the lake has gone from 55% full to full capacity since the end of January, and that this is the third time in history the lake has filled in March. Plenty of rain has been good for our region, but other reservoirs across the state are still well below their full capacities. Shasta Lake is at 41%, and Trinity Lake is at 49% of capacity. The 2014 Rhododendron Parade will take place on Saturday, April 26, beginning at 10 a.m. The Old Town Rotary Club of Eureka and the Eureka Chamber of Commerce have chosen the youth of the community as the parade's theme, celebrating our youth, ambassadors for the future of Humboldt County. The parade will begin at 7th and F Streets in Eureka and finish up in Henderson Center. You will pay no fee if you register by April 14th. The Center for Biological Diversity has announced a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those suspected of poisoning the dog of Dr. Murad Gabriel. Dr. Gabriel has been studying the effects rat poisons have on wildlife, and it's suspected that the poisoning of his dog, Nixo, may be tied to his research. Nixo died after ingesting red meat that had been laced with the rat poison, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The investigation into the cause of death of a man found lying alongside Singley Hill Road in Lolita on Friday morning continues. The body of 44-year-old Eureka resident Wesley Wright was found, and the county coroner's office has scheduled an autopsy to determine a cause of death. It's unknown how Wright died or how he came to be on Singley Hill Road. The sheriff's office is investigating a case of suspected road rage that left a 22-year-old man with a broken hand and injuries to his head and face. Deputies responded to Redwood Memorial Hospital last week and contacted the victim, who said that he had been followed by a dark blue Dodge pickup truck on Highway 101 and then onto the surface streets of Fortuna. The victim said he stopped his vehicle and got out and was confronted by the driver of the other truck, who then assaulted him. It's suspected the incident stemmed from the victim accidentally cutting the other driver off while on the freeway. The suspect is described as an adult white male, 6'4", 250 pounds, who was driving a blue pickup with Oregon plates. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt community remains at a crossroads regarding its homeless population. Some advocate for public services that are designed to lift the homeless out of poverty, while others believe the solution is to force them to leave the county entirely. Sheriff Mike Downey explains how a lack of financial resources has made it difficult for the public sector to make a difference.
You got to understand that with this resurgence or this growth in that part of the segment of the community, county and city services have dwindled. You know, money is tight. I use this analogy all the time. You know, my budget has stayed pretty stable the last 3 or 4 years, but my operating costs have gone through the roof.
Downey pointed out that the homeless population is comprised of a variety of people, including veterans.
You do have a group of returning vets out there. They don't want to have contact with the regular society. They're still dealing with things that they saw or dealt with. And they're a part of the homeless groups that we have around here.
There are several locations in Humboldt dedicated to improving the lives of the homeless, including the Betty Quan Chin Day Center, which opened in November of last year in downtown Eureka. Deputies from the County Drug Task Force arrested 33-year-old Arcata resident Casey Chun on Friday after serving a search warrant at her Devlin Court home. Deputies found a loaded handgun, marijuana, and a hash lab, and Chun was booked with bail set at $500,000. Three other people were interviewed and released at the scene, while a fourth, William Seitz, was arrested and then released. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.